Chapter 7. Women and Politics. We know that, in many countries, women started to get the vote in the first years of the 20th century. Their next step was to enter politics and become politicians. In the 20th century, women made some progress in this fight. In the United Kingdom, the first woman to become a Member of Parliament was Nancy Astor in 1919. Astor was born in Virginia, USA, in 1879. There were 8 children in her family, and when Nancy was young, they were very poor. Later, Nancy's father made a lot of money in business, and the children were able to get an education. As a child, Nancy loved reading, and she was very intelligent. In the 1890s, Nancy met Robert Gould Shaw. They married in New York City in 1897 and had a son, Robert, a year later. But Nancy and her husband were not happy, and they divorced in 1903. 2 years later, Nancy moved to England with her son and her sister, Phyllis. In England, she became famous as an intelligent and beautiful American woman. In 1906, she married Waldorf Astor, who was also a politician. Nancy became the first woman to sit in the House of Commons on the 1st of December, 1919. In Parliament, she talked about women's rights. She was also very interested in children's health and education. When Nancy became an MP, women could only vote at the age of 30. Nancy wanted women of 21 years old to vote. In 1928, women got the vote at 21. Nancy was very strong, and she always said what she thought. She did many things that women were not able to do before, like being an MP. She wanted to help other people. She said to the BBC, "I wanted the world to get better, and I knew it could not get better if it was going to be ruled by men." Nancy was an MP until 1945. In Europe and North America, changes were happening fast. But the first woman Prime Minister didn't come from Europe or the USA. She came from Ceylon, a country that is now called Sri Lanka. On the 21st of July, 1960, Sirimavor Bandraniki became the first woman Prime Minister in the world. Sirimavor came from a rich family, but she always wanted to help the poor people in her country. She went into politics when her husband, Prime Minister Solomon Bandraniki, was killed in 1959. She became the leader of the Sri Lanka Freedom Party, SLFP. One of Solomon Bandraniki's cousins asked, "What does she know about politics?" "She only knows about the kitchen," said her friends. They thought it was a big mistake. But they were wrong. Thanks to Sirimavor Bandraniki, the name of Bandraniki became very famous. She became the world's first woman prime minister, and she led her country's government 3 times. She changed Ceylon a lot, and she gave it the new name of Sri Lanka. The 20th century and the first part of the 21st century have seen big steps for women in politics. There have been many women leaders, women like Indira Gandhi in India, Golda Meir in Israel, and Margaret Thatcher and Theresa May in the United Kingdom. There has also been Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in Liberia, Julia Gillard in Australia, Tarja Halonen in Finland, and Angela Merkel in Germany. These are a few of the women who have led or are leading their countries as prime ministers or presidents. In 2018, a woman was president or prime minister in 16 countries. In 2016, the USA almost had its first woman president with Hillary Clinton. Hillary was the first lady of the United States from 1993 to 2001 because her husband, Bill Clinton, was president. Then she was US Senator for New York from 2001 to 2009 and US Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013 when Barack Obama was president. In 2016, the Democratic Party chose her to take part in the election of President of the USA. She won the popular vote, which means that more of the Americans who voted, voted for her, but she was not elected. Hillary is a lawyer, and in her career, she has worked hard for the rights of women and of families. In a talk in 1995, she said, "Human rights are women's rights, and women's rights are human rights." She said that a country cannot be great if its women are not free. She spoke about the rights of women in the world. In countries where women do well, she said, everyone does well. Hillary Clinton is an example of a woman who has achieved a lot in politics. And there are others. But in many countries, it is still hard for women to enter into politics. Often, women have to choose between having a family and having a career. Also, politics has always been a career for men. And when women become politicians, some people say bad things to them. Women still have a lot to do in politics. In 2018, for example, there were 650 MPs in the United Kingdom Parliament. Only 208 of them were women. That is 32%. And that is the highest number of women MPs in British history. This was 100 years after some women first got the vote, and almost 100 years after Nancy Astor entered Parliament. Usually in the world, the number of women in a country's parliament is 23%. But the numbers change a lot in different countries. For example, there are not many women in the Parliament of Sri Lanka. In 2017, four of the countries with the highest number of women in their parliaments were in Central and South America. They were Bolivia, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Mexico. In 2017, Rwanda had more female MPs than any other country. There are more and more women prime ministers and presidents in the world, and they are also becoming younger. In 2017, Jacinda Ardern became the Prime Minister of New Zealand when she was 37 years old. She is the world's youngest female Prime Minister and the fourth youngest woman or man Prime Minister. She had a baby in 2018 and was only the second Prime Minister to have a baby while she was in the job. The other woman was Benazir Bhutto, Prime Minister of Pakistan, who had her baby in 1990. Jacinda Ardern has said, I hope that one day this will not be interesting anymore. She wants it to be normal for women to be in politics and to be mothers. Half of the people who live in the world are women. Many people hope that, in the future, 50% of the world's governments will be women.